This portion of the show is brought to you by Timberline Firearms and Training. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Got such a good response from you being back on Friday.
Everybody's excited to have me back.
Is that? Yeah, so he's like, and let's bring Mark back in on Tuesday.
Is your email
Mark Howitz here with me? You know what? It's actually, I hired Isabel, who's done a lot of production work for the show over the years, to help with email and scheduling and all that. It's just stuff that really takes a lot of many hours in the back end.
Well, I've seen the number of emails you had. It was something like 45,000.
Yeah, I deleted a bunch. So there's 785 emails in the inbox right now. Oh. Between my personal life, my business, and the show. But the sad reality is so much of it's junk nowadays, and it's grown tremendously. Like the past few months, the amount of junk in my box is just like never before. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if are you experiencing that too? There's like bots out there or something just throwing this stuff all
over. Yeah. And I actually do website development as a side business. One of my many things I do. But I opened a website and I only used that email address one time from that website.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever I used it with sold it because now I'm getting spammed.
Everything.
To that brand new email address.
Yeah. And I thought about, do I have people just go through my website and do like a fill in form, but nobody wants to do that.
No.
I thought about going back to the post office and just write me a letter, carrier pigeons. So I just got her sorting through this, and it's unfortunate because I wonder as a society, how much time are we wasting on wasteful acts like that? How much production is being zapped because of stupid stuff like that?
It is stupid. And they, you know, what they figure is if we could email a million people a junk email, maybe one will open them.
Who is that one person? Because that is one of the, if you got ensnarled in a spam phishing expedition, I guess maybe it happens to everybody once and you're like, oops. But who is that person anymore that doesn't realize that my bank, the IRS, is not sending me a text or an email or whatever? It's text too. I'm getting bombarded on text messages too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just they buy the list, they shoot it out, and you know what? It's not only that; it's phone calls. I don't even want to answer my phone anymore because it's just so much spam, junk phone calls.
Well, here's the thing: you remember back in the pandemic days, you know, way back then, when the government was handing out lots of money.
Yeah,
and the world part of the
changed.
The world changed. They were giving loans initially to small businesses, large businesses, whatever, and they were forgiven eventually. So basically it was free money. But what the government did is then made all your records public regarding that. So, you know, if you had any privacy before, if you took any of that money or even signed up for that money, now all your information is public. Your name, your address, your phone number, your email, all this stuff. The government sold us out on that one.
Yeah. Well,
to the spammers.
Does it surprise you?
No.
That's where they came up with the $9 or $10 trillion.
They sold our information to spammers.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to email me, you want to send a message, we will get to it after we sort through the other junk. But I do encourage your emails. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I want to talk about the heat. But before I get to that, I want to mention Mammoth Restoration. They offer 24/7, 365-day emergency services for you. If you get a flood, what could be heat related? Cold related, we get pipes freezing and
fire,
bursting.
Yeah.
I mean, heat, fire. Yeah.
Fire's
a big one. We've been dodging those bullets here in northern Arizona. The Bear Fire yesterday was contained pretty quickly. Kudos to the firefighters out there for getting on that. That was kind of down Lake Mary Road, Marshall Lake area. I think there was something on the north side of the peaks.
Thankfully, things are still pretty damp. There's actually snow still on the north side of the peaks.
I know, isn't it? Which is
amazing.
See a little bit from here on the very top, and so I imagine there's quite a bit of pack on the other side.
Yeah, there's a fair bit up there. We drove up to the Grand Canyon and back, and you could see some big strips of snow
on the backside. Yeah, that's good. So anyway, we get into that fire situation, smoke, deodorization, all that cleanup, fire and soot cleanup. Mammoth Restoration will help you out. Great Northern Arizona company, local company, but big enough to handle anything that you've got. Clean it, restore it, they'll get it right. Mammoth Restoration offers 24/7, 365-day emergency services at 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. 714-0050. Okay.
I just thought of another disaster. We're both in the rental business.
Yes.
Can these guys clean up the cat stink? You know, the number one thing as a landlord you hate is when you go in.
It's bad.
And there's cat urine in the house. It's unbelievably hard to get rid of.
So I had a carpet at a house recently, maybe in the past year. Yep. Yanked it out. Padding was drenched. We get rid of carpet nowadays and put in, well, we do the floating floors, but those are starting to fall apart now. So we try to do hard floors. But even cat urine will go through that. But anyway, I got down to the concrete.
Still stunk.
We scrubbed it with all kinds of solvents and this and that. And it still has, even like a few months later, still had a tinge of that odor. So I don't know what's out there, what product. But
When the humidity builds up at all on a rainy day, all of a sudden, all that stink comes back out. It's like, oh, please, people.
And now you smell it now because the humidity is building up. So yesterday during the program, now I've been very frustrated with the media-induced and the climate change cultists, zealous, alarmist whack jobs out there that love when the weather changes.
Because every time it changes, it's...
End of the world.
End of the world is climate change, and you get the silly students out in front of City Hall saying... Climate action now.
Look at my plastic printed sign. You see those green signs all over Flagstaff. Climate action now. It's like
they're made of like
it's made of plastic, people.
They're the equivalent of like 5,000 straws or something.
Yeah, you see that thing, and it's like, yeah, you're doing a good job. Did you order that on your iPad from your air conditioned living room after you just got there on your your Prius or whatever?
Yeah, it's
the lithium batteries. Anyway, yesterday I was like, okay. Calm down already.
Wait, is this why they put those electric car chargers at City Hall so the protesters on the left will have somewhere to charge their car while they protest?
Yeah, probably. So that way they can have at least a shot of getting home because of... I took some snapshots this morning of the heat wave insanity. This was Drudge Report. Developing Phoenix heat wave longest ever. Okay, you see that headline, right? And this is from yesterday. And I told you about this yesterday. I said... These people are out of their minds. It's Arizona. It's hot. It's hot every year in Arizona, especially Phoenix. Yeah, especially now. July, June, July, and into August until the monsoons get going. Then it's just hot and a little bit humid throughout the state. This is nothing new, but the headlines always act like it's something new.
Yep.
Just 2 weeks ago, I was getting emails from listeners when we had a freeze. A bunch of people lost their gardens like just over 2 weeks ago. And here we are. Now we're flipping out because... There's a heat wave going on. It's not a heat wave. This always happens every year. And soon enough, it's going to transition to flooding hysteria. Because you know the monsoons are coming. Then we'll be on the flood hysteria.
First rain.
First rain. Then hail hysteria. And then we'll be back to winter and snow hysteria. It's just one hysterical media-induced insanity after the other. And they act like it's... And so when somebody who... Maybe someone who's just ultra-naive. Maybe someone who's just moved here... Someone from out of state, one of the, what did we say, a third of the people in this country are under like 25 or something yesterday. So they just haven't experienced heat or something. I don't know. But when you see developing, Phoenix heat wave longest ever, they don't read that. They don't follow the link, Mark, and say, oh, let me get the stats on this. Because if you had followed that link, Mark, it'll say, well, we're in day 10 of 110 plus degree heat in Phoenix. If it's 18 days in a row, then that's the record. So we're like 55% of the way there as of yesterday?
That's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, come on.
Okay, so check this out. They're probably depressed today because yesterday at the end of the program, if I can get my weather app to work here.
You remember, we just got back from multiple vacation. One of our stops was in Dallas, and they were doing the same thing. It's like, you know, record heat wave. Everybody be careful out there. And, you know, your weather app has got these bright red.
Yep, it's on mine right now.
You know, over the day, it's like just bright red. It's like heat warning. And it got up to as high as 104. Most days were like 94, 98, 99, 100. And I'm like, I grew up in Dallas. I'm like, first year we lived in Dallas, it got to 118. This is 1980.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hot. They're just, it goes back to that gas lighting thing where you're just, it's you keep telling people. Up. Hey, this is the worst heat wave ever. And you look at the stats, you're like, oh, that's actually not even close to true.
Well, now they actually say it's the worst heat wave ever. But like just last week, last Thursday, we talked about July 4th, according to the experts, was the hottest day ever worldwide. Like the day's average, the heat. Mm-hmm. It was the hottest ever. Arizona Republic made a big deal of it. This national news, big deal of it.
Yep.
They've basically been measuring it this way since 1979. So it's the hottest day ever since 1979. So we just dealt with that. Now it's this excessive heat warning. Anyway, so at the end of the program yesterday, I was like, don't worry, it's going to rain soon. And sure enough, at around 6 last night, it rained a little bit in Flagstaff.
Yep.
Now this morning I woke up and they were probably depressed because it looks like, and I'm looking at Phoenix right now, is like 107, 108. It looks like Phoenix is going to top out at 108 or 109 today with a chance of thunder showers. So they're going to have to reset the 18-day apocalypse clock and start the nonsense all over again because there's a lull in the tent. They only made it 55% of the way to the record. And nonsense.
You know, there is something that needs to be pointed out here. So Phoenix itself, the central part of Phoenix, downtown, you know, it has gotten hotter and stays hotter because there's so much concrete, so many buildings. And that gets me to my next point. All right, so the city of Flagstaff did a presentation about how there's climate change and global warming, and they brought us the data. Mm-hmm. And looking at Pulliam Airport, it changed something like a half degree since they started measuring in the 50s or whatever it was, right? Half degree. And like what they left out was Ponderosa Trails, University Heights, all this concrete that's now around the airport didn't exist. And it's just soaking up heat, and it's offsets, you know, it causes the temperature to be red different. You know, but what we should really be doing, if we're really going to measure if the world's getting hotter or not, it should be out in remote places where concrete hasn't been poured.
Yeah, give me that
people
number.
Are not, give me that number. Is the planet getting hotter? Sure, downtown Phoenix is hotter. I bet you it is a lot hotter.
And I think we could say easily that there is man-caused temperature change in places like Phoenix.
Localized.
And even like localized, the example you gave in Flagstaff. Because of man-made objects, like you said, concrete, the buildings, the material, the asphalt, all of that.
Yep.
We can all acknowledge that's man-caused. What are you going to do?
If
what are you going to do about
that? Into the rest of the world, and that doesn't change much, and isn't man-caused?
Yeah, and so it's staying a lot warmer at night, which is changing the averages a lot. And you know, people are just flipping out, so it doesn't cool down at night. Like in Camp Verde, it gets really hot during the day, but at night, desert zaps down and it cools down tremendously. In Phoenix, you're lucky to get out of the 90s now because it retains all that. You can feel it on your sidewalk outside. Go out there after the sun goes down, even in Flagstaff. But yeah, they just act like this has never happened before. And what I fear, Mark, is a lot of people buy into it. I know a lot of people buy into
it.
They think it's because you're driving a car, because you're taking a plane ride, because you're doing this or that. You caused this. I caused this. I should feel bad. I'm dirty human. I should feel bad. I'm destroying the world because I saw the headline that says, oh, record, 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 record. Yep. And it's not records. It's like total 1984 George Orwell stuff here, Mark, where they're making records based off of adjusted input, the data. They're changing since 1979. Well, what, did time just start in 1979? Was that year zero?
Yeah, well, and that was also, 79-80 was the hottest year, right? Super hot, especially in the central United States. Anyway, what I was going to say, we're being gaslighted into focusing on something that we can't really change.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
And we used to talk about pollution. Nobody talks about pollution. Even on the left, they're not like, hey, our skies are polluted, our water's polluted. Flint, Michigan's still happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we talking about pollution? Why are we talking about climate change, something you can't touch?
Yeah, but pollution you could touch.
Yeah,
you did touch. So many cities were so polluted prior to the catalytic converter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Leaded gasoline. Doing all these things that really changed. Our cities looked like Beijing looks now. Just polluted and really bad. They've changed. Obviously, Phoenix still has the brown haze some days, but generally speaking, it's not like it was back in the 70s, 60s.
It's gotten better. I mean, when we flew on planes, me and you as kids, people were smoking.
Yeah.
We were filling our cars with leaded gasoline.
Yes.
I mean, just the concept of filling your car with leaded gas and just spewing lead everywhere.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that happened.
And smoking on the plane while...
or on dirigibles, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, fill up this big balloon with an explosive gas and then smoke inside of it.
Yeah, some bad decisions there. Anyway, I just wish the hysteria would stop, and we'll see. We'll move on to something else here. And people, it's just like, that's what you get when you get a corporate media. And I think just so many people buy into it. They just see the headline. They don't follow the stats up. I've been watching some documentaries on Ice Age time periods and things like that, and civilizations. And I want to learn more about the different. Apparently, we're still in that ice age period. There's still more ice in the polar caps than there were throughout most of Earth's history. A lot of times in Earth's history, it's been just all water, raises 400 feet. Remember Al Gore said that was going to happen just a couple years ago. So I want to learn more about that and the time periods, because I think that's what you need to battle back, because the Earth is relatively cool compared to many, many millions of years of history, in the past. That it was much hotter here, much hotter. And we didn't have automobiles. So, right. Or coal-fired plants or anything like that.
There are huge shifts in the Earth's climate. Yeah, I mean, just if you look at Petrified National Forest, out in the middle of the desert, we have petrified huge trees, yeah,
there used to be a big forest there, right?
Same thing.
I've heard that about the Sahara, too.
Sahara?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go up to places. It's either Wyoming or Montana, somewhere up there. Palm trees petrified. Yep. I mean, come on.
Yep.
The world has changed.
The world has changed, and the amount of things we don't know from our past is amazing. There's so much stuff that we don't know historically, but the experts act like they know it all, and they say stupid things like, hottest day ever, which means forever to me, and until you read the fine print, back to 1979, because that's forever. It's just like that short-term, that short-sighted at this point. So anyway, it looks positive to get a little bit of rain, but it does look like it's going to crank coming up this weekend. I had some hiking plans for this weekend, but it will be near water, so I think we'll be good, although it's going to be...
I love, the water becomes extra special in Arizona because you're in a dry climate.
Yeah.
I just love getting to the water every weekend if I can.
Yeah, Ron doesn't like me to mention a creek, any creeks in northern Arizona. Ron, I appreciate your emails. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. A creek unnamed in the Verde Valley we swam in this past weekend, and it's like in the upper 60s when you swim in it. So that's a huge difference from the air temperature.
Yeah, for those of your listeners who are listen to your podcast in the valley or something, no, there's no water up here.
No.
It's hot, it's miserable.
Yes.
Don't bother coming up.
There's no beautiful falls, beautiful swimming holes or anything like that.
Stay in the valley, stay inside, watch TV, make sure the news is on.
Let's get to some of the top supposed cities, places to live in Arizona. I want to talk about a Flagstaff initiative that looks like it's making the ballot, potentially a statewide voter initiative, Mark, that may make the ballot regarding political parties. Plus, like I said, I'll check comments. I know I got a couple in that I still need to get to from yesterday. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I think Glenn Leese is on. It's either tomorrow or Friday. Glenn Leese with WT Wealth Management, long overdue market update. Markets have been going kind of crazy lately. Don't know if that'll continue or not. And it usually never does. And you don't want to plan for those downtimes when the downtimes are finally hitting. And that's something that Glenn Leese really works hard on, is trying to plan for those downtimes and then still also trying to plan for the upside potential.
So here's why you need Glenn.
For the hot spots.
So I invest in my own stocks, based on my own guesses. And I had, maybe 15 stocks, and exactly half of them tanked from like $20 to $2, and the other half went way up. And so
it was come out ahead?
A little bit.
A little wash.
A
little bit. That sounds like someone that goes to Vegas.
I said, my 4-year-old.
I paid for my steak dinner.
My 4-year-old could have made better guesses, which is why you need a Glenn Leese, someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's just look, you want to go through that portfolio. You want to look at your time horizons. Glenn will do all that. Give him a call for a free complimentary consultation at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Leese at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Mark Howitz here with me. The impacts of the Bud Light insanity, the Dylan Mulvaney thing, is still continuing on. I'm kind of surprised that this has grown such legs that it has. Modelo, for the second month in a row, Mexican beer brand, with the ownership in the U.S. is different, but outside the U.S., apparently Anheuser-Busch or whatever Anheuser-Busch owns Modelo, but not in the U.S., some kind of weird distribution setup. But Modelo is number one again for the second month in a row. I had read that Bud Light, which was like the tops, that was the top-selling beer for since 2001 or something by volume, they have sunk to like the 12th. They're behind like... I wouldn't go as far as like Mickey's Malt. Remember those big 40s? They're not quite there yet, but people are sick of it and they're not going back. Bud Light blew it, and I hope this is a warning to other corporate behemoths not to go the crazy route.
Why did they go the crazy route?
I don't know. What was the point? Want to be everything to everybody. And we're sorry. And we're sorry that we weren't everybody to every, and we were this. And they keep apologizing to every crowd and every group. It's like, yeah, they need to just clean slate, total new leadership, and try to pull it together. Now, they're out there kind of pleading and begging because there's 60, 65,000 jobs on the line because their sales, their volume has just shrunk.
Yeah.
It's tanked. So they're out there saying, hey, please don't put our employees through this and this and that. But it's like, you know what? You did this. You caused this,
and here's the blowback. Here's the reality of capitalism. The number of jobs out there making beer has not changed.
No, that's true.
They've just shifted to Modelo or Coors or whoever.
Mickey's Malt.
You know, so yes, employee loses their job at Budweiser, fine. They can get a new one at Coors. They can get a new one at Modelo. The number of jobs has stayed the same.
Beer sales are going to be the same.
Yes.
So yes, those jobs are at risk, but you're going to need, if you're delivering more Coors, you're going to need more drivers. You're going to need more people in the warehouse. You're going to need more, whatever. The whole operation is going to need more people. So is there really a net loss in the beer industry? I don't think so. I think you're spot on there.
Unless there's a total, like, when beer never really goes down. Beer's like Coca-Cola. It always sells, even through the Great Depression.
It probably goes up.
Yeah.
Oh, if anything. People are depressed. Right?
But, you know, that's always the reality is if you shut down one business, people just move into another ones. If Delta Airlines closes, Braniff Airlines, remember those guys?
Yeah.
If they close, those employees aren't out of work.
Pan Am,
TWA, whoever. They just go to American, United, and get jobs there.
Yeah, I wish we had more airlines. Whole nother story there. Better competition because look what we've got now. Total crap. Hey, call Desert Gold Exchange. If you're thinking about buying physical gold and silver, this is an Arizona-based company where I buy my gold and silver. Justin and his team, they'll take really good care of you. Don't forget to mention the Jeff Horovitz Show, by the way, and get a free investor's kit. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Put them to the test. I know you'll find their prices very competitive. Spot is spot, but it's those fees and commissions that really get you. So call Desert Gold Exchange. You get some of the best prices in the entire nation right here in Arizona. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Since some initiative news, I'm here with Mark Howitt. Comments, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Starting in Flagstaff, you kind of brought this up early on, Mark. This is the hospital. They're planning this big hospital for like Fort Tuthill, or is it by the airport? I'm still a little uncertain as to exactly where this thing is.
Okay, so Northern Arizona Healthcare, which owns Flagstaff Medical Center and pretty much almost everything else up here that's medical related, they want to open a new campus that is between Mountain Dell or University Heights, that area, and Fort Tuthill on the west side of the highway. And it's a huge campus. It's not just a hospital. It's a whole, they're calling it a village.
And, it takes a village.
Takes a village. You know, takes a village. Long-term stay for families, hotels, restaurants, whatever, the whole thing. It's very controversial, to say the least.
To some. Some people would be like, I want the best hospital. I mean, isn't this something new and better? You know, because the hospital's downtown, it's old. Are they going to have, like, everything here, and so you don't have to go to Phoenix for anything? Or, I mean, what... Is that what they say?
So they say it's needed that they can't really update the existing hospital to be what they need it to be.
Modern or...
Yeah. You know, you want rooms that are individual, a lot of individual rooms that are pressurized so that, you know, any germs get sucked out.
Like a plane.
Kind of like a plane.
Okay. Right?
Planes have excellent filtration systems. So unlike planes where you can just update the plane, you can't apparently do that to hospitals. You got to just...
Well, they also said like maternity and things like that. They... there wasn't room. So we had our first two were born at Flagstaff Medical Center, the hospital on the hill up there. And I remember they had like this really bad like couch bed thing that the husband could sleep in.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. So they're saying that, hey, we're making kind of more family quarters so you can come in because, you know, typically you're in there a couple of days if they're not rushing you out.
No, I do remember that because we didn't have our baby there, but where we had our baby... my wife was in labor forever, and I just needed a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to go lay down on the couch. And I was glad that the place where we had the baby really had a good couch. Now, if FMC is going to do a really nice set of couches for the men at the new campus,
yeah,
let's do it. Let's get this new campus.
Yeah, I think that's worth it right there.
Right,
yeah, like a little lounge that you can go down to. And
smoking lounge. Cigars.
Smoking cigar lounge. And Mark, come on up. I need a drink here. It's really stressful. Bar. Yeah, almost passed out, and you know when Owen was born, we actually wound up going down to Phoenix because the cost was so much. It was like half the price, and there was a point where the nurse or whoever looked over at me, I was like a little pale looking, and he's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine." It's like, just to keep my legs not locked up or whatever, you know. It's just, whew. Anyway, okay, so they're talking about doing well. They got approval from the Flagstaff City Council to rezone the land because. The land was zoned a certain way, and they've cobbled together, I guess, multiple lots, et cetera, et cetera. So they had to rezone it for this particular use. This is where, in Arizona, we have a pretty strong property. We are a pretty strong property rights state that the governments can't come in and say, oh, you can't do that duplex now, even though it was zoned for duplex. They can't take that away. Well, they could take it away from you, but you have the right to go sue them.
Yeah.
Which
207,
is,
I think it is.
207, statewide initiative.
Yep.
So we have pretty strong personal property rights protections in this state, but the real big authority they do have, if you want to go in and change it and say, yeah, it was for multifamily, now I want to do a hospital, whatever, commercial use, you have to go before the political body, in this case, the city council, and get a zoning change. Yeah. They got that. It was like 6-1, I think.
No, it was 6-0. One person had to abstain because they were involved in some way with the hospital.
Okay.
So, yes, they did. And there's a group called...
I have it here. Flagstaff Community First.
That sounds about right.
And I have talked to them. They said they would come on after this was before they got the signatures turned in to get this on the ballot. So apparently on July 6th or so, they put the signatures into the city hall to get this on the ballot for the citizens of Flagstaff to decide if this should be rezoned.
Right. So they turn in signatures, and you always have to turn in some extra ones, but they have lots of extras.
Okay.
So it should be approved. The city clerk will look through them and say, hey, this looks pretty good. She'll send a sample to the county. They'll say, hey, this looks pretty good. And now the item will go to the ballot.
If it makes it through that process where somebody doesn't challenge it, this is such a high ticket item, somebody could just challenge it. You take them to court. And it's an interesting process. I've seen this process happen before. You can do it with candidates. You can do it with initiatives. When Mark turns in, let's say, signatures, let's say he gets on the ballot to be mayor of Flagstaff, which would be good. That'd be cool. So Mayor Howitt, he's running, but he went around he just made up signatures and stuff and et cetera, et cetera. You go challenge each line. So line 10, Jeff Orvitz doesn't exist, whatever. Not at this address, not registered. You have to go to court and highlight each one that you're pointing out, and it can be an expensive and lengthy process. But the folks that are doing the hospital, they definitely have those resources if it's close. But sounds like they've got a lot extra.
They've got I think they needed roughly 2,600, and they've got, according to the paper, something like 4,800.
So they're probably good.
They should be good, unless they really messed up.
Okay, so they take it to the ballot. The citizens of Flagstaff vote on denying the zoning change, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So. The city council had made a decision, but this is actually one of the neat things in Arizona. We can say, hey, we don't like what our elected leaders did. Let's send it to the voters and see what they think.
It's a citizen initiative,
And overturn what the council did. They could deny the zoning change.
They could.
Yep.
What do you think? Flagstaff is a strange place when it comes to zoning. Remember Walmart?
Yeah. No, I do remember Walmart, and I do remember how it was written on the ballot that was thoroughly confusing people.
Yeah, it passed. Ultimately, it wound up passing after a lot of controversy.
Yeah, so basically it was written on the ballot basically saying, shall Flagstaff have a big box zoning? And if you voted yes, that meant you were voting for Walmart. You weren't voting for a zoning to deny it. And a lot of people got confused.
Okay.
It was a really tricky thing.
Yeah, so, but then again, we have that East Side Walmart that's not very big, to be quite honest with you. And it wasn't the end of the world. Just like the heat's not going to be the end of the world. Yeah. And sometimes these... In fact, let me
finish up.
Yeah, I'm going to diverge, but finish up.
So once the city clerk and the county approve this going onto the ballot, what you're going to see is two things. You're going to see the hospital's legal team fight to have certain wording on the ballot that'll confuse the voters. And the other thing you're going to see is a
legal teams on both sides. I would have fair, Mark.
But to be fair, yes. But they have the money. The FCF group does not have the money to do that, right?
True.
And it's going to also come down to a media campaign, advertising, radio ads, all this stuff.
Yes.
To tell people how great it'll
be. I like how he pointed out radio ads.
You know, people are going to be advertising on every station, everywhere they can, social media saying, why they need the hospital, selling their case.
Of course.
Which is fair, except that, you know, they've got a huge amount of resources as far as funds, whereas a small group like this that's doing the Citizens Initiative does not have those funds.
Yeah, but I've seen these grassroots efforts really take off. The wage issue, for example. There's a lot of money out against that.
Yep.
That went to the ballot two times in Flagstaff and won both times, to my disappointment.
No, but nobody out there is really going to vote themselves a pay cut. Right? That's the obvious thing.
Yeah.
No one making minimum wage is going to say, hey, lower it, please.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Let me share an observation with you here in just a second. But before I do that, if I was selling a home in the Flagstaff area right now, I'd call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals that with you every step of the way from listing to close. In the time it takes to listen to what I'm talking about right here, you could have gone on to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com right now without talking to an agent, get your home valuation sent to you instantly. I think that's really important so you know where you stand if you're thinking about selling. And I talked to somebody at one of the big box stores today who was thinking about selling. They're like, I think it's time for me to move on and maybe cash out and go to the Midwest or something and live like a king on 40 acres for my profits from Flagstaff. You're thinking about selling a home, you're thinking about buying a home in Flagstaff and the surrounding areas, call Kelly Broaddus. That's at 888-446-5602. Or you can Google Kelly Broaddus, Broaddus, or go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. So after the show yesterday, after I said, hey, don't worry, it's going to rain soon, and then right as we're leaving, Bruce and I headed downtown to Namarco's Pizza, the location right downtown, and we parked. There's downtown Flagstaff has paid parking like many cities do nowadays. By the way, I went up to Jerome like a week. I think I told you I was going up there.
Yeah.
And we saw Indiana Jones and Prescott. We went through Jerome. Jerome's all paid parking now. They used to have that lot where you can get in there. Now, basically, every city's paid parking. So there's a street, though, right down from Namarco's Pizza. There's a church.
Don't tell what it is.
It's that's true. There's no free parking in Arizona, and there's no creeks in northern Arizona or that's water. Right. And it's really hot up here right now.
It's miserable.
And it's not cloudy at all. Anyway, I went down this street that allegedly had free parking. Because I'm so cheap and I don't pay it a dollar or two or whatever it costs.
It is like a dollar an hour. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but it's so annoying.
It is annoying.
I got to remember the license plate, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, in that neighborhood, they're right like two blocks away. There's one of those student housing projects, those like five-story ones, those big ones. And this relates to what I was saying about Walmart a minute ago. You know, you'll survive. Life's going to go on once this is all done. When I was on the city council, I had people that invited me to their house two blocks away. And they were like, this is going to destroy this neighborhood. It is the end. Gentrification, all these little homes, all gone, blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking around the neighborhood last night, and I'm thinking back to this. It's all the same. Nothing's changed. There's this big student housing project that you can barely see from there, believe it or not.
Yep.
And because there's trees and everything, all the little houses are still there. I walked by the person's house that invited me into the house years ago to told me that the end of the world was coming because of this project. It was fine. So I think people get really worked up over these projects, and perhaps people are getting worked up over this hospital project too. Will your life really change that much if this gets built or not built. Is it really that big in the grand scheme of things? I mean, kudos to these people if they want to put it on the ballot. That's fine. Yeah. But I don't know. I just tend to get less worked up as time goes by over these things that it's probably not going to be the end of the world. The Walmart wasn't the end of the world. The, you know, the student housing project, not the end of the world. I think people need to calm down a little bit.
No, and I'm really undecided about the hospital. I've got mixed feelings. We would be living close to it, which in theory would raise our property values.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, and I'm kind of excited that they're talking about putting a bike lane on 89A.
Okay.
Because right now there's no shoulder to ride on. And it's super dangerous. So there's things I like. There's things I don't like. I'm undecided. And if it went to the ballot, I'd still be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still 50-50. Should I change my residency to Yavapai County, to be honest with you? Because I don't know. It's just, is it, it just doesn't seem like it's a private, I'll hold my judgment. I want to get the group on and I'll be fair to them. They can come on, but it is my understanding, private money, private development. It's private lot, right? Is there city lots there? I mean, it's a rezone, but.
Yeah, so what they did is the hospital went in and bought a whole collection of different properties out there.
Okay.
And there's probably a number of different zonings. What I did notice is one guy didn't sell. So there's one guy in the middle.
He's always that guy. Did Trump go through that?
He was a smart guy, 80s, honestly, because his property's gone way up in value. But, you know, it's their property now. You can't tell them they can do nothing with it. You know, they could just own a bunch of houses on 2 acre lots.
I don't know what it was zoned. Could it be hotels? Could it be, or was it zoned residential?
A lot of it's zoned residential.
Okay, so do you want a bunch of $1 million 1 acre lots?
Yeah.
You know, do you want that? I mean, or do you want the thing on Butler? I'm driving by Butler and you see those houses there? Those little salt box looking things?
Yeah.
Like a little
tiny
box.
Homes. Yeah.
Like a box got plopped on there. You know, I was like, okay.
$200,000 box from what I hear. But,
no, I'm not even talking about tiny. I'm talking Butler after Little America. Oh. They've got that big thing in the forest but towards the dog pound there. And it's just like a little salt shaker house.
Yeah.
It's like a 3-story just box. It's like it plopped out of the sky and just boom, box.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of feelings. It's like that's probably $400,000 or $500,000.
You know, I just got back from Dallas. I've said that before. But one thing, I drove around the old neighborhoods where I used to live. And I had a 1927 house, and I had gone on Google Maps to look at it one day from Flagstaff, and it was gone, replaced by a big, we call them McMansions, right? You got a tiny little lot, but it's so valuable that people just tear down the house and put the new mansion on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I drove through the neighborhood, and about 50% of the houses had been torn down and replaced with these new tiny mansions. No big deal, right? Except that the property values, all the homes go up. And in Dallas, the property tax is so high that you might have been living in your little old house, and you might still be living in your little old house, but your property tax is now doubled, tripled, quadrupled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's forcing you out of your home. Because I was talking to my niece there. She has just a very modest, you know, average house. They're paying $1,000 a month in tax.
$1,000 a month.
A month for a very
I think
average,
you mentioned that last week, yeah.
You know, a house that would look like Boulder Point University
Heights. It's like a mortgage. Probably... If she's been in there 10, 20 years, she's paying that for the mortgage and then the property taxes.
Tax.
Yeah, that's like New Jersey.
They
get their pound of flesh one way or the other.
Yeah. I hate property taxes.
I think it's the most regressive thing you can do.
It could. You get fired from your job. Well, the government still wants their tax, and if you don't pay it, they take your house.
Tax lien. Yeah, you can get a tax lien, and then it can get taken.
Yep, that's ridiculous. You know, income tax is the closest thing to fair. You know,
I hate that, too.
I hate it, too, but at least...
I like sales tax.
You've made some money. I don't even like sales tax because, again, you've lost your job and you're still being forced to pay tax when you're not even making money.
Look, if we could just find a way to reasonably tax the populace, everybody like 10% in some method. I don't know what that method is. We could argue about that, but 10% seems fair.
Yes.
Not 40, 50% or even more of your income going. And I mentioned this last week or the other day that, you know, when they figure inflation rates, they don't even figure the cost of government, which is half of all expenditures in this country at this point, half of GDP, right? It's like if we could shrink the size of government, which is a fleeting thing at this point, this isn't an oddity that just, I don't know if this will happen again in our lifetimes, shrinking the size of government. The Republicans say they're going to do it. They never do it. The Democrats will never do
it. Jeff, I heard it just, I'm going to promote somebody else's podcast real
quick,
but Douglas Wilson, Blog and May Blog, great podcast. Yesterday he was talking about this very thing, July 10th. And he said, what you've got to go in and do is not just talk about it, but find the smallest thing in the government and get rid of it.
Yeah, just it's gone.
And just and take an action. And you just mm-hmm. it's kind of like getting rid of your debts. Like just knock out a small one.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it.
Just, you know, you don't have to go for the EPA first. Go for the little thing.
Yeah, go for the, oh, we're going to get rid of the EPA and the Department of Education. If I hear one more Republican say that to me.
I would love like, to see really? That happen.
Yeah, I'd love you to see it. We're going to abolish the IRS. Okay. We'll see if that happens anytime there soon. And that's coming from the Republicans been saying it decade after decade. All right.
I'd be happy with a hiring freeze.
Well, I tried that again back to city council days. It was just right after the great financial. I said, I just want to shrink the size of this government. Oh, no, we're going to lose employees. Those people have jobs. I said, you know what? When they quit, don't hire. Don't fill that position. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Why?
Why? Don't do it through attrition. As people retire, yes. Don't rehire them.
Exactly.
It's about power. They want the departments big.
Yep.
They want that big budget. All right. If you're having an AC problem right now, because it's the hottest time in the history of the world, according to the mainstream media.
Since the world began in 1979. Since the world
began in 1979, it's the hottest ever. I would highly recommend calling Gettles High Desert Mechanical, family-owned company with right here in northern and central Arizona. They can Flagstaff, Prescott, Verde Valley, Sedona. They will service your AC unit. They'll get that thing up and running so that you can survive the hottest time in the history of the world. Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical. 928, I love our sponsors. They put up with me every day. 928-567-2200. And I appreciate all of you for supporting our great sponsors. 928-567-2200. That's Gettles High Desert Mechanical. 928-567-2200. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're thinking about buying a home, don't waste your time being misled by teaser interest rates on the internet. The first thing you should do is call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova Home Loans offers local decision making like a bank with better access to more programs like a broker. That saves you time, effort, and money. Kim's going to show you how much cash you really need and what price range you actually qualify for. With Kim's pre-approval letter in hand, sellers know you're serious. It's almost like having cash in hand. For purchase or refinance, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. And by the way, if you mention the Jeff Horovitz Show, you can get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458 or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. All right, we'll come back with tips on how to survive the hottest time ever. Some people are like, you're not taking this seriously, Jeff. No, I'm not. It's just like COVID. I had people railing on me. You're not taking this serious. No,
Jeff, I think we need our end of the show disclosure. Like, don't trust us for financial advice, legal advice,
weather advice. End of the hour. We got another hour coming up. Best place to live in Arizona. Voter initiative to start a signature drive in Arizona coming up soon. We'll tell you all about that. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boys Services. Another hour of the show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show. Jeff Horovitz here. Mark Howitt is here with me as well. We both have the travel bug.
So, Jeff, do you remember, well, you're not quite this old, neither am I, but, you know, it used to be all Westerns on the TV show.
Yes.
Shows, and then all of a sudden Sputnik happened. And,
no, you know, I don't
we
remember
went to
that.
The moon. Everything switched to Star Trek and Star Wars. And
I love Star
space
Trek.
Things, right?
Even though they're a bunch of communists, I love it.
So back in the day, C.S. Lewis, famous Christian writer, he wrote a space trilogy. And in the trilogy, one of them, they go to Mars because there's people on Mars. Everybody thought that. And another one to Venus. Anyway, it's one of his space trilogies. The guy's flying through space, but he's lit up only on one side by the sun. So when he arrives on the foreign planet, he's half tanned on just the one side, and the other side is white, right? And Jeff has this big screen in his studio. Yeah, it's not that big by today's standards, 40 inches or something. But we all sit facing
size, Matt. This is at least 52, but anyway.
It's on one side of our faces, and so Jeff is getting tan on the right side of his face, and me on the left side is because that's the only side that the TV screen sees to us.
So yeah, I do.
We're getting sunburned here in the studio by this thing.
I do my prep work outside the studio now because of the health risks and that all these monitors
because
pose.
Of your wife making fun of you for being tanned down here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I go outside, I'm probably going to catch on fire because it's the hottest time ever in the history of the world since 1979.
Spontaneously combust.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, I don't know how anyone listens to any of these experts anymore. They've lost all credibility. It was like it was the second snowiest winter up until that point, and everyone thought it was the second snowiest winter, and it turned out to be the fifth snowiest winter. I just think that it matters when you're supposed to be hashtag science, and you always find loopholes in the way you present the data. That's how they do it. Now, to paint their narrative, which is people are bad, we're causing climate change, global warming, et cetera, et cetera. It's really hot outside. Can't you tell today? It's going to be the hottest time in the history of Phoenix if we get through another 8 days, which we didn't.
Records always get broken of all time. Remember, there was a time when nobody ran a four-minute mile, and all of a sudden that was broken. And now we're down to like 3 minutes, 44 seconds. Yeah. Records of all types are always going to get broken.
Yeah, it's 108 in Phoenix. They needed to be at 110. It's so depressing. I think a lot of these people, it's like when a hurricane doesn't hit at like Category 5 and it peters out. I'm sad to say, but I think there's a lot of depression in these kind of corporate media zombie freaks out there. And the so-called hashtag science crowd, because they need this stuff to paint their narrative. And that's going to be next thing. A couple weeks from now, we'll be in crazy hurricane season. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's hurricanes. Like hurricanes never happen. And then we'll be back to snow. And oh, I've never seen this much snow. It's got to be climate change.
So this is the
snows in winter, it's hot in summer.
It's the Geraldo Rivera syndrome. Remember when he was going into that hotel in Chicago and they're digging through and he's like, I'm sure this is the gangster's hotel. We're going
to
get
in. Trying to find the vault?
The vault or whatever. And everybody's, the excitement's building and building and building. And then there was nothing. So that just kind of just fell by the wayside, right? And it's the same thing with the media. It's like, it's going to be the hottest rate. We're going to burn up. It's, and then it doesn't happen. They just stop talking about it. Yeah, they never come on and say, actually, we were wrong. It was that bad. It didn't happen. Y2K, whoops. It just didn't. They just stopped talking about it.
Yeah, I was wrong about Y2K. I thought something serious was going to happen.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah.
I did not store up beans in a locker.
Oh, I still
beans
got them.
Rice. You still got the beans?
Yeah, they're getting a little rank.
Waiting for
All right, we'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I'm still in turmoil over this phone for Olivia. She's at that age where she should have some communications, but I would need to really limit it. So I'm going to go to Just Wireless. And he says he's got some like flip phones.
Awesome.
You think I should do it? I mean, I just want her to be able to text and talk.
Here's the problem with teenagers. And I was discussing this with my friend.
Just one.
Well, the big problem, they figured out that if they don't work and they don't buy this. Now, Olivia's not lazy. She's a hard worker girl.
Hard worker, yeah.
She's the exception. But teenagers in general, I figured out if I don't work, eventually my parents will pay for it because they need me to have a phone. And so if I don't pay for it, they'll give it to me. And with the firstborn kid, the kids have figured out, hey, I don't want to pay for my own car. And my parents need me to drive so I can drive my siblings around so I can get myself to school. Mm-hmm. And if I just keep refusing to buy myself one, they'll cave and they'll give me one. That's what teenagers have figured out.
Yeah, no, that's not true in our house, though.
Not in your house. Not going to be true in my house. Yeah.
I mean, even if it's the hottest time in the history of the world out there, you're walking.
That's right.
you're gonna suck it up. All right.
Well, so but you're the exception. You are not the norm parent.
I am abnormal. I'm admitting that more and more that I'm just an oddball in this society. You too.
Well,
a lot of our listeners.
We should probably change the subject before the Child Protection Agency comes along and says we got to take your kids because you didn't give them an iPhone.
Oh yeah. We're not able to track everybody. You didn't chip them. Anyway, I got to go over to Just Wireless. I know they've got great sales going on at the location in East Flagstaff, across from Flagstaff Mall for July only. So where are we at? July 11th. You got to get over there. I mean, they've got huge discounts on phones, accessories, the service. So you can get your existing smartphone repaired. They've got discounts on that. Having some great things going on over there right across from Flagstaff Mall at Just Wireless. Stop on by. And it's good for the environment, too, if you get a refurbished phone. I may get an iPhone. Really, I hear they make like an iPhone 5 now or something, or 6. So
get rid of that 4.
Maybe I'll. I like the small. They make them too big.
Yeah.
So where am I going to put anything bigger than this? Well, I thought this was too big.
I'm getting old. I need the newest, biggest, you know.
It is getting hard to see, though. I'm like, do I need to get glasses? Angela's like that, too. She's covering one eye. She's like, I only got one bad eye. I was like, well, you got to do something about that.
Well, you can adjust the setting on the accessibility, right, and make the text bigger. But it's bad when you only have like 2 letters per line. Anyways,
Zach, it's a new magnifying glass.
Just Wireless, he's great.
Yeah, he'll help you out. Okay. Stuff we didn't get to last hour. Let's continue with voter initiatives. So another one that may happen here in Arizona.
This isn't even an election year. Do we have to do this?
It's really coming up pretty quick. I mean, you're going to have...
They're already talking about Super Tuesday.
You're going to have primaries here in when's Arizona?
We're fairly late.
Yeah, but not that long from now. I mean, you got 100 and something days before the first... This is an initiative. I just want to get your thought on this because they still got to get signatures. So... You know how I feel more and more about the political parties, which is we've got the uniparty. You've got the Democrats and Republican, and it's just the degree of separation is hard to tell many times.
For a lot of them.
Yes.
So true.
I mean, there's a lot of Republicans I do support that are true, but I think that's about a third of Congress a third of the Republican caucus at this time.
Yep.
And that's not enough because then they just side with the Democrats, and the Democrats just advance everything, it seems. But anyway, there's this voter initiative that a group is pushing for. Originally, they were going to do ranked choice voting where you're your first choice, your second choice, your third. But we've seen problems with that throughout the country. At least I have, where you get somebody, you're like, who is this person?
Yep.
I mean, my third choice is now my congressman.
Well, we're already having trouble in Arizona counting ballots. Mm-hmm. Imagine trying to
make it more complicated. Yeah.
I mean, we were a week, 10 days last time waiting for the results. If you had ranked choice here, we might be...
Yeah, I got to go from months. A to B to C, and I got to count this and then this and then line up this. And that'd be bad.
The write-ins? Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So this new one, they're talking about asking the voters of Arizona to outlaw what they're calling taxpayer-financed partisan primary elections. They want to just do these elections without party affiliations, I guess.
Like we do in the city of Flagstaff.
Yeah, but on the primary side. As you know, the parties can basically, as an independent in Arizona.
Oh, they're talking about doing it for the primaries?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so this is extra strange.
It is. I don't know how, because the parties put up their candidates. It is a party primary, but what they're arguing is, well, taxpayers are funding this, though, because the state pays the taxpayers. I shouldn't say the state. Taxpayers pay for the voting process, the mail-in ballots mostly at this point, polling places, et cetera, et cetera. They're saying, hey, why are we doing this when both Democrats and Republicans basically are saying, if you're a Democrat, you can vote in this primary, or if you're in Arizona, if you're an independent, you can choose which primary ballot to poll. Mm-hmm. Was it always like, I don't know if it's always like that. Some states have closed primaries where you got to be a Republican to vote in a Republican primary, got to be a Democrat. But now they're arguing, hey, Arizona is like a third Democrat, third independent, third Republican, approximately.
Yep.
So that these primaries should just be no party affiliation. So it'll be on the ballot. And this hasn't made it yet. They got to get a lot of signatures.
I'd be curious to see how this works, because you could have a situation where you have this primary where just the top two go on to the general election.
Yeah, this kind of sounds like that.
It could
like
be
that.
Two Democrats. It could be two Republicans. It could
you get the same party.
Independents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know that the overall result's going to be any different.
I don't know if it would, because independents can vote and you can pull the ballot. You can say, I want to vote in a Republican primary. I want to vote in a Democrat Libertarian.
I'm registered independent. I usually pull the Democrat ballot.
Yeah, you've talked about that for years.
But your
theory is you want to tweak their, to pick the worst choice for them.
Actually, I've kind of settled on picking the best.
Okay.
So, you know, in theory, I want two parties that are both contending to be really great instead of one that's trying to be the worst it can be and the other one who just doesn't know what they're doing.
It's mediocre. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have two parties that are saying, hey, here's a problem in America.
You're an optimist.
Well, I am an optimist.
Yeah.
I think this Make America Great Again.
Yeah, let's do that again. For real this time.
Yeah.
Let's make it again for sure this time. Let's clean the house as far as the swamp. Let's fire people. Let's get rid of the Department of Education, the IRS, all these things they always say they're going to get rid of. Let's do it.
No, let's
let's actually do it.
And sell the building where they used to work so that they can't rehire them.
I want them to be like selling the cubicle furniture.
Exactly.
Like my last 2 weeks here, this is all for sale.
Cubicles for sale, pencil sharpener, for sale, the
everything
for sale.
Must go. It's all going towards the national debt or fixing a bridge. Let's just pick a dam somewhere.
Yep.
Say we got rid of the Department of Education and we're going to repair this dam with the proceeds. And then we get rid of the, which one's next? IRS.
You know, you have to have some kind of tax collection, but if you would simplify,
you wouldn't need as many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't need to hire 80 plus thousand agents.
Sell the building they work in to the private sector so that in D.C. they won't be able to just reopen the building, restaff
it. Yeah. No, I think they should, where they should staff these people is like in the, your neighborhood gym.
Yes.
It's like when, at night, it's like you show up and you work for 2 hours, a part-time job.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I got to call Mark because he didn't pay his 10% tax.
That's right.
You know, it's like, we got to get that. And if you just, you could bring in furniture because we're selling furniture. You can do like the Roman times. It's like bring in your crops. the world I don't know. Your thoughts. Voter initiative, getting rid of parties on the ballot. I do sense a problem, though. I think you have, like, somehow the Democrats will come out on ahead on this, I think.
Isn't that kind of how it works?
Something like that's going to happen.
The city of Flagstaff has a, what do they call it?
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan election.
All cities in Arizona except for Tucson do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to vote for the mayor of Flagstaff, you don't see a R or a D next to their name, right?
No.
But somehow the Democrats come out on top no matter what.
It doesn't really matter. People know.
People know. And the Democrat Party here posts saying vote for this person, that person, that person.
And the Republicans do too.
But nobody pays attention.
Nobody, yeah. It used to be in Flagstaff, which was nonpartisan, just a few election cycles, you'd have three Republicans and three Democrats running for three council seats.
Yes.
The Democrats would typically win all three, but you would still have a pretty partisan race. You still have a choice.
Yep.
Yeah, just as a factor, and I've said this before, Tucson's the only one that has party affiliation on the ballot, the city of Tucson, out of Arizona's 91 towns and cities, they're the ones, and all Democrats are elected, and Tucson has been a mess
for a long time,
and not getting any better.
All right. Can you point to a city that is not a mess and is Democrat run? Anywhere in the country.
I can't.
Not a mess and Democrat
run. You heard Bruce Sidlinger's, did you listen to the show yesterday? Bruce Sidlinger had a friend that went to San Francisco.
No,
and
I missed
within
it.
Minutes, the back window was shattered.
Oh, yeah.
And the luggage was stolen. Yeah. And then they went, and within a short time later, it was robbed again.
Yes.
A second time. It's like, why would you go to that Democrat-run city? Why would you go to that?
This happened to my neighbor across the street. He went to San Francisco with a car, parked, went inside. They broke the window, and he called the cops. And the cops were like, well, if we do catch him, we're just going to write him a ticket.
Which they don't have to pay under $900,000
or $950. What is the risk to the criminals? Yeah. There's no risk.
It's absurd. Lawlessness. Eventually people get sick of it, but everything is cyclical, including this hot weather, hottest since 1979. Nine best places to live in Arizona. Out of a lot of places. What would be top on your list?
Before we tell the list.
Yeah. And it's from Travel and Leisure.
What would be your top three? If you could live anywhere, you're probably living in two of them.
I live in two of them, in my opinion, and that's the Verde Valley. Which I would, it's a broad area for me because I would count Camp Verde, I would count Cottonwood, I would count Sedona, I'd count the kind of that whole area down
like
there.
All those places.
Yes. Yep. I would count Flagstaff if you can hold your nose to the politics and and the kookiness there in a university town. There's a reason why it's some of the most expensive property in the state. And
it's cool weather.
It's nice. It's beautiful. If I had to pick a third, that gets a little tougher. Nowhere in the valley, nowhere in Phoenix. Although there are some nice places down
Not
there,
Cave Creek or
no Fountain Hills or Cave Creek or Paradise Valley,
Oro Valley outside of Tucson, maybe.
Yeah, north side of Tucson. It's too hot for me though.
Yeah,
it's just Verde Valley gets hot too, but it's
what about a Sholo or water. A Springerville or something?
Yeah, I haven't spent enough time over there. Prescott's nice.
Prescott's really nice.
Area, I could do.
Prescott feels normal.
I'm going to go to Prescott for Terry.
It just feels normal. Like, you go to the restaurant, and the guy serving your dinner is not wearing a bra. It's so refreshing. I've had that happen twice here in Flagstaff. I'm like, come on.
Dude, the guy was wearing a bra.
Yes. Mm. Twice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, when I go to Prescott, which I try to get down there every couple months. Yeah. I pick the Prescott area because it's got a good climate.
Yeah.
It's not as cold as Flagstaff. It's not as hot as the Verde Valley. I couldn't have a third location. No, I can't manage two locations at this point, to be honest with you. But if I wasn't in Flagstaff, I would, and I know a lot of people have changed to Prescott. Mm-hmm. And I can see why.
A lot of appeal.
Yep. Little crowded there on, the main drag going up the hill.
For sure.
It gets a little crazy, but they even had the foresight to have the loop going around though. You can kind of get out in that regard, more shopping options. So yeah, those three, are you in the same?
Yeah, it'd be the same for me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the White Mountains would be definitely close as well.
I just don't spend much time out there, but every time I've been out there, I'm like, this is beautiful.
I got Walt Blackman coming on the show pretty soon. Isabel scheduled him. He's running for the legislature to get back on there.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk with him. He lives over
in the
Sholo area. He's a good guy. Anyway, so here's Travel and Leisure, what they picked. Number one, Scottsdale.
No!
And Scottsdale has some nice areas, but I have a hard time distinguishing when I leave one city to the next in Phoenix.
First of all,
I call it all Phoenix.
It is all
Phoenix. That's number two. Number two, best place to live in Arizona, Phoenix.
No,
really?
No.
Number three, Tucson. It's parts of Tucson. Oro Valley, which is not Tucson, but let's say Tucson area.
Tucson area, yes.
But Tucson proper. Nah, I'm okay. Chandler looks like Scottsdale,
racist,
Phoenix.
That is such a racist, crazy place.
Racist?
Do you remember when they had cops driving around on bicycles, picking up anybody with brown skin to arrest them, to deport them?
I don't remember that.
They arrested American citizens, locked them up just because they had brown skin.
In Chandler?
I'll
have to look that up.
Look it up.
Is that a few years ago?
Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, maybe they've changed their ways now. They're the number four city.
Remember parental rights where they broke into people's house to take the kids because... Do you remember this story?
No, I don't remember any of this.
So the parents take this kid to a naturopath clinic.
Okay.
And the kid supposedly has 105 fever. And the guy's
do remember that. Yeah.
He's like, you got to go to the emergency room. Yeah. They went somewhere else, got his fever rechecked. It was 102.
They busted in. I remember that. They had the video.
Busted in.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
The cops broke in and took the kids from the parents.
Yeah.
I am so against that. Parents.
Okay. You hate Chandler.
Ugh.
Okay. So Mark's not moving to Chandler.
I won't even
shop
there.
Well, maybe top number five city, Gilbert.
No.
Isn't that the same as the rest of them?
It's all Phoenix.
Okay. Then surely Tempe. Tempe is a little left of Flagstaff, I think.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Okay, and then number, I lost track. The next number, Flagstaff.
Flagstaff.
This is like top nine.
Okay, Jeff, if you're going to put me in the valley, it's got to be up against a mountain somewhere.
Then you're going to have to hang on Glendale.
No.
Glendale and Paradise Valley. Now, Paradise Valley, you can get some real nice spots. You got a couple million to drop.
Yep.
You want to live by like Alice Cooper or somebody else.
I think
it's
more than a couple million at this point.
It's exciting. Angela's grandparents used to live in Paradise Valley. And we'd go visit, and it was really nice. And they were a couple houses down from Alice Cooper and whoever else owned the Campbells people are like across the way on the hill.
Yeah.
And there was like in the small 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house, right?
And it backs up to Camelback Mountain and everything.
Yeah, it's so over the top and it's super expensive. There's areas of Paradise Valley that aren't like that, but I could see if you had a lot of money, you're like, I got to be in the Phoenix area. Okay. I'd take Paradise Valley.
I would take Fountain Hills over Paradise Valley.
Yeah.
Give me a little
more. I mean, if you have that much money, you maybe got a chopper. You're good to go.
Yeah.
But the only one I agree with here is Flagstaff. They're all Phoenix. It's all Valley stuff.
And this is exactly the problem with our elections. The people filling out the survey, most of them live in those places.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. And
same
problem with our elections in Arizona. Most of the state is in and around Phoenix.
Yeah. And they don't understand the rest of the state.
They don't.
And they don't really have to because they live in their kind of Phoenix bubble.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just the people beyond the wall.
Yeah.
You know, the Northerners. All right. You think about refinancing your home? Maybe you want to refinance that Paradise Valley $4 million home. Kim Dawson would do it. But no, if you're like the rest of us and you need a home to live in, you need to get your average home out there, your first time buyer, maybe. Maybe you need a cash out refinance. Maybe you're doing investment property or a second home even. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, she can help you out. Now, Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. They make local decisions like a bank, but because they can also operate like a broker because of the way they're set up. So that means they can get the best programs out there possible. Call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She'll be able to help you out at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. I mentioned to Jeff Orbit, showing you get $250 off lender's fees at closing. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Wanda writes, you can email us. I hear postage went up. You can also send a letter. I think it went up to 66 cents or something.
Send
a letter if anyone does that anymore. Just get rid of it. It's just junk.
You know what is funny? I've kind of quasi hoarded stamps because, you know, they got the forever
stamp. For everyone, yeah. That so could be new currency.
If you can buy it now and inflation's 10%, you just made 10% on your money.
Yeah, that's
true. If you're ever going to use them.
Yeah, that's true. They might eliminate the mail at some point. No, they'll keep it going. It's actually in the Constitutional Post Office, right? In some form or fashion.
Something like that.
I'll have to ask somebody out there.
My brother's a postman, and I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, Wanda writes, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Just wanted you to know how enjoyable the show is with Mark. You guys have a good flow. Do we have a good flow today? We had a good flow Friday.
We do.
I think we're pretty good flowing today.
As long as we don't make too much of a plan about what we're going to talk about, It seems to go well.
It is summertime, too, so there's a whole other standard of my shows during the summertime.
Okay, so, Jeff, I got a question. You know, we're in stage one fire restrictions, which is like, I think, no open fires or something.
No fireworks. We already determined that.
Yeah.
And forth and all that. No smoking outside, things like
when
that.
When I moved to Flagstaff, and this is probably due to climate change, but when I moved here, they always did fireworks, big ones out at Country Club.
Yeah.
And that's just gone. Now, this year, they did a laser light show at Fort Tuttle, I think.
This sounds lame, but maybe okay. It was fun.
So we drove down to Cottonwood, and we watched the fireworks, the big fireworks. Now, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Cottonwood a lot drier than Flagstaff right now? I mean, you look around, it's like...
They had a couple fires down there, too.
How come they can do fires?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the big, tall trees. I mean, there's a lot of growth, a lot of desert shrub.
Yeah.
You get up a little higher, and you've got the pinyon and juniper and all that. Cottonwood's obviously along the creek, but river, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's wet there. Yeah. Why? I've never understood that. It's like, I don't want it to burn down either, obviously, but I remember the fireworks just a few years ago and for decades past.
Yep.
Everything just kind of went. You had fire department all over the place.
Yeah.
You had people out there at night. You had thousands of people. So if there was a little fire, you'd see it pretty quick.
Yep.
I don't recall there ever. I know there was some little kind of flare ups or something that they put out real quick. I think maybe in Williams one time, if memory serves me right. But they were going to do it in Williams. I don't see what the big deal is either. I think you'll be okay in a big golf course with the fire department there.
Yeah.
And but you know what? A lot of people don't want them anymore, though, because of climate change.
And it'll bother their pets.
Bothers the pets, too.
Did you see that on social media this year? Everybody's like, ban fireworks because your pet is scared.
People are so whiny.
Don't take your pet to the fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, they might get a little upset inside, but my dog gets upset about weird things that I can't even control.
It's like me.
Yeah, she's like she's like ready to attack Mark. She's nice as dog.
She's super nice.
Eat Mark.
Once I pet her, she's okay, but man, she acts like she's going to kill me. And she's got that hair that always looks like it's sticking up.
Oh, yeah, like a cat.
So you're always like, is she?
Pee on your carpet. All right.
Mad at me?
Hey, Timber, you want to, since it is the hottest time in the history of the world since 1979, at least, and the end of the world is near, you might as well go on out to Timberline Firearms and Training to a nice, air-conditioned, climate-controlled shooting range, beautiful shooting range. Also, they've got some great training opportunities at Timberline. We're talking first shots program. We're talking intermediate handgun training. We're talking all the way up to expert-level stuff. Book these early, though. Please support this great company here in Northern Arizona. Please support the Second Amendment and support educating yourself when it comes to firearms and training yourself more. That's what Timberline is really all about. Give them a call. Book one of their training courses at 928-526-7900. It's 928-526-7900. Or, like I said, quick drive in your climate-changing coal-fired vehicle 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.
Well, they do that great Stop the Bleed course, too. And I actually just went out and bought another new tourniquet today.
That's good.
I think you should have one in every car.
And, you should. You know. I got to take the course again because I forget how to do it already. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Did you see this? A lot of hoopla on social media. I blame social media for a lot of this stuff. First of all, you had Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
He's the Food Network guy.
He's gone through Flagstaff.
He's gone through various locations in Flag, and he had multiple shows. I don't really know his political leanings. I don't think I need to know my Food Network guy's political leanings.
Does
he put on
a good
show? Does he, you know, this and that? But he dares to go to, well, it's like a UFC fight or whatever, you know, where they kick each other in the head and stuff. You ever watch any of those?
Yeah, I used to watch. Involved with that for a while.
You did that?
Well, we did a lot of the training, and I actually helped train a guy that got into that.
You actually would probably stand to benefit from the hospital being closer to your home, knowing the stuff. By the way, Mark fixed Owen's bike as he pulls up.
It's one of my many talents.
You know, we've got the studio here that's in the bunker underground here, and Mark pulls up, and Owen's outside with his bike, and the chain popped off. So, handyman. Anyway, so it's a UFC fight, Trump is there, former President Trump.
Yep.
He goes up to Trump. He shakes his hand.
No.
I know, it's crazy. It's like, imagine if you saw, there's no way you'd shake Trump's hand.
Never.
Yeah. No. I mean, did they come to get, did he seek him out? I don't know those kind of details. Does it even matter?
I am never watching that food show again. I wouldn't. Forget it.
This guy's being canceled last I checked.
Yep.
You should see the comments.
I hope he's unemployed and unlocked up.
He should be. He should have to eat like
prison food for the rest of
like
his life.
Gruel, like some kind of porridge or porridge, something like that, right? With crawdads in it.
Anybody that would shake Trump's hand like that, forget it.
So he gets the photo taken, right? And of course it gets shared online and people are taking a picture of the picture happening. Then he also shook the hand of, because you know, what's his name? Joe Rogan, podcaster. He's a big UFC guy and a big, he does all that stuff.
Wasn't he canceled? Why does his name even exist anymore? I thought we canceled Joe Rogan.
I don't know. Just I mean, one of the top podcasts, but whatever. We'd just take some of his listeners. That'd be a good thing.
Cancel culture is not, if these people are still around, cancel culture is not working correctly.
No, I mean, they should have been. So anyway, the comments, though, if you read it, it's like, how could you, I'll just paraphrase, but it's, and some of them are so nasty, basically subhuman. How could you, this guy's evil, Nazi, these fascists, these subhuman people should die, just all this stuff. And it's actually pretty scary because we've seen this in history before. We saw it with the Nazis in Germany with the Jews, and any class, really, so many classes of people, they demoralize to subhuman standard. Yep. And it's a lot easier to, quite frankly, in the case of the Nazis and the general populace, to get rid of, to kill people that you've diminished to, they're really not even a person anymore. They're not even a human anymore. And that's when I was reading the Twitter feeds and the whatever they do on these stupid things. Some Facebook has one now. Yeah, social media. It's just total, just subhuman status for Trump, Rogan, anybody who has, quite frankly, and you might not like Trump, you might not like Rogan, but Rogan, he's never held public office. He's a podcast guy that likes UFC fighting and hunting elk and things like that. So, and you might not like the things he says, but you want him dead?
Well, you remember when they had the whole Spotify thing a while back where they were trying to just get rid of Joe Rogan because he said something. I forget what he even said.
After they paid him tens upon tens of millions of dollars. It was stupid.
Here's the thing is, I was out in Munns Park recently. which is a pretty conservative, you know, south of Flagstaff kind of area. And someone had a big up Trump sign. I think it was Trump 2024 or something. And somebody had come along and graffitied it, you know, saying something nasty about Trump, actually spray canned this guy's sign that was in his front yard. You know, that's just wrong. I hope the, you know, people on the right, the conservatives, just never go that low. You know, don't go there.
No, I mean, once in a while you hear about someone that does it, but
don't graffiti. Don't steal people's political signs, even if they're the worst person ever. You know, even if somebody has a Joe Biden sign in their yard, don't steal it.
Don't graffiti it.
Don't call names. You don't have to. Just point out the things that he's doing wrong.
Yeah, and support your person. I mean, you and I live in Flagstaff, and we've had cars keyed. I don't know about you, but I know Angela has. We've had cars with bumper stickers peeled off of a candidate that the general majority of Flagstaff won't like. Look, I live in a neighborhood where the election happens, and I see, like, for example, last election, there's Biden signs all over the place.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Go around and, you know, not talk to my neighbor?
No.
I got to go over there and say, if they didn't have the Biden sign outside, I wouldn't even really know for the most part for all of my neighbors.
Yep.
And generally when I'm out there talking to them, it's not even about that. So I don't know why things get so haywire when it comes to social media and things like that, where people literally talking about genocidal tendencies here because somebody's getting a picture with somebody you disagree with.
It's ridiculous.
Just, yeah. You know, it's scary too.
If you support your candidate, talk about the factual things they've done. You don't have to call names. You don't have to, even with all these replays of Joe Biden falling down the stairs, that to me doesn't even matter. It's what are his policies? What is he doing to the country?
Yeah. When he falls down or something like that, I'm like, that's just embarrassing. That sucks. He's really old. But I don't mind pointing out that there is obviously some kind of mental decay there.
In
watching him. And I think that's, you point out those facts about the opposing candidates.
Yep.
That's fine. Yeah. We don't know where the cocaine came from yet. Well, maybe, have you even heard anything about that? It just kind of disappeared, right? I mean, things like that you can point out, but it does concern me though, because it's the subhuman standard. Yep. It's where I see things that you could lead to the point where I call it the ditches start getting dug. And people are just so willing to do the most heinous, evil things.
Yep.
And people that would never do that turn into that for some reason in multiple times throughout history. If you study history,
that's true.
Something triggers, and society, like, collectively goes insane.
Yeah, yeah, they do. And it's there's been lots of studies on this. And you'll have why do riots happen? Well, it always starts with one person.
Why is a soccer stampede happening? You've seen that before, you know?
It's always one person who has no boundaries.
Yeah.
They'll do anything. And then the next guy who has a little bit of boundaries, his boundaries fall down because he saw the first guy.
Yeah. And then it cascades. Then
it goes back to people like you and me who consider ourselves normal. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But, and all of a sudden we cascade because the person that was just a little bit different than us gave in. And that's how you get a Nazi Germany. And any of the other disasters. That the Stalins, the whatever.
It goes crazy.
Yep.
I mean, you could take it back January 6th when some people went in and then a bunch of people just followed when they wouldn't have done that in any other scenario. They were just like, okay, everybody's going in. We're going in.
And that's the question.
I didn't think of anything of it.
If you were there and 2,000 people went in ahead of you, would you have gone as 2001? Would you have gone as number 3,001?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't be the first person, second person, 10th,
but would
20th.
You be the 500th? And would you be in a position right now where you're like, man, I wish I hadn't gone in?
Right.
You know, because I'm dealing with the ramifications of that.
Yep.
Interesting, though. All right, Bank of America. I love the big banks. Love the big banks. Bank of America.
You mentioned Bank of America.
Yeah, you've had some bad experiences. Hey, we got one on cat urine. Let's make sure we get back to that. I got an email from Joni here in a second. But Bank of America hit with 200. If you weren't listening to the first hour, Mark and I were talking about
being a landlord.
Carpet, yeah. Bank of America hit with $250 million in fines, penalties, refunds for double dipping fees and fake accounts, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of money that they supposedly have to pay back now, $250 million. My question is, how much did they profit? Because Wells Fargo had something that happened like this not too long ago. I don't want to name the bank because I can't remember exactly, but there was something, another bank had laundering issues with, you know, supposed drug money. Do they pay back more than they make in these instances? And, or is it worth, does the crime or the action, the alleged action, pay in the end?
Here's the thing. We know from history, especially car companies, when they have a recall that they should do, but they're like, you know, we're only going to have 10 wrongful death suits. That's going to be cheaper than the recall. Yeah. Let's not do the recall. Corporations do these calculations. They hire people to figure it out.
What's it worth? What are the lawsuits worth versus the profit and all that?
Exactly.
Yeah. But this is like stupid because this is the same thing Wells Fargo got in trouble for not that long ago. But you got a bunch of people that there's maybe incentives to sign people up, bonus. I don't know the exact scenario here.
Yep.
But basically some people, and you'll have to look this up if you B of A client, customer, may be eligible for some money back. But it's, you know, you're talking $30 here, which could be a lot, you know, for somebody who maybe didn't make rent and they got it. It's like the overdraft fees, remember? That stuff. They make a fortune off of that.
They make a fortune. Bank of America is notorious for fees. My roommate went back in college days, banked there. And if you actually went into the building, it was a fee. Like, versus, he's like, if I go to the ATM and I take out $10, it's not a charge. If I go into the teller and take out $10, they charge me $1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'll quickly tell you my bad experience with Bank of America. I was doing business as a contractor for a local company, for a local, another business here in town.
Yeah.
And I knew that business was about to go under. And they gave me a check for my work. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to stick this into my account because it's going to bounce.
Cash this bad boy.
So I'm taking this bad boy down to Bank of America.
Yeah.
And I walk in, I'm like, I want to cash this check. They're like, that's fine. We're going to charge you a fee to cash the check. And I'm like, why? Because they're, and they tell me this. They say, because we don't know if it's good. I'm like, it's a customer from your bank. You can't look in the computer and see if the money's there.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we wouldn't do that. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, you need to cash this check right now or I'm not leaving. And they're like, fine, we're calling the cops.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, fine, call the cops. We're going to have it out. And
was this in your wilder, more youthful days?
Yes,
I was this last year.
This was a long time ago.
Okay,
but anyway, the police come and they write me a ticket, and Bank of America just dropped the whole deal. They're like, "This is going to get embarrassing for us," so they just dropped it.
Did they give you the money?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember that part?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, you just remember the whole interaction with the police. But I was like,
how can you tell me that the check might not be good when it's from your bank?
You know what I hate is I get them quite often with rental properties is that the thing gets reversed like five days after it's in there. I'm like, how the money was there. You transferred it to my account. How does it get sucked back out of my account?
Right.
You knew, like if checks came in after that or whatever, they're too late. I was there first. I had the money. It's like, do I got to just close accounts so you can't get it? I mean, it happens like every month now.
Yeah.
It's just like, I hate the big banks, but we're heading to bigger and bigger banks.
It's like,
as time goes on. If you still find a local one, you still get a credit union. You still get regional banks.
I bank
usually
locally.
Usually they get bought out.
I bank locally here with SunWest Bank.
Yeah.
The only reason that SunWest is here in this town is because of the last banking disaster.
They
took over one of the local banks that failed.
They got in trouble in Florida real estate in the last great financial crisis, the previous, not SunWest, but the one the FDIC came in and closed the branches.
Yeah. And
I don't want to misstate which bank
actually
it was.
Goes to SunWest and other banks like that and say,
yeah, we need you to take
you
this
have
over.
To take this bank.
It's your problem now. Yeah. All right. Joni emails talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Joni is in Winslow. Hey, Jeff, soak that cat urine with plain old white vinegar. We have done that 3 times and it works. The pee and vinegar smells go away. Take care. I love all you out there because we get these ideas. Mark was talking about how carpet and rentals and cats and
here's the only thing about
gets the pee going rental carpet stinks.
Is once you take rental carpet out, don't ever put carpet back.
No.
Just forget about it.
And if you're going to buy, let me give you some more advice. If you're going to buy the laminate flooring, which is just plastic now, do not buy the cheapest brand. Mark is sitting on the cheapest brand. You see that big gap to your left?
Oh, it's gapped and buckled. And
It's got to all be ripped out. I've had multiple of this brand. It has to have a big tongue and groove, I would recommend. And even that is questionable.
You're getting to a bigger topic, which is pay once for quality instead of many times for junk.
You want to rip this out after the show and get some quality
in
here?
Our country is so sold on buying junk from China instead of
This is plastic junk. I have it in some
plastic
commercial
junk
rentals.
From China.
It's actually because I bought it because if it got wet, it's not going to buckle. It's not going to bubble up like the old fiberboard stuff, which didn't really buckle up. This stuff, this plastic's cupping.
Yep.
And it's just, it's like, how is that happening? Must be the hot heat cool type thing. And it's just slowly plastic coupling. So buckling. So anyway, thanks for that, Joni. All right. This is actually a good one here. This was not planned. If you get cat urine in your carpet, if you want to really get those carpets cleaned, I do like the idea from Joni with the vinegar and all that with the when you're ripping out the carpet.
If the cat urine doesn't kill
you. But if you want to keep that carpet, like you have vintage shag carpet that's now come back in style,
yep.
Go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. They have their system that it takes all that, it gets in there. They use that ZR water. They have a whole system that'll get in there and clean those carpet, get deep into the fibers and take care of the problems like the aforementioned, the cat issues. These guys are the experts at all this stuff. ZeroResOfNorthernArizona.com. They've got a special going on right now, $138 for three rooms of carpet cleaned. Get the fourth room for free, by the way. You want to give them a call and get that booked. This is a July special, so you got to do it pretty quick. ZeroResOfNorthernArizona at 928-378-8888. I got to get Kristen on to talk about the cat urine now.
If you're one of my tenants and you're listening now,
yeah,
call these guys.
Yeah, before you,
it's in our leases.
You got to clean.
You're supposed to clean the carpet every year. Call these guys.
$138 You will get four rooms done. 928-378-8888. Plus, they do all the things like the vehicles and the fabric on your couches, things like that, which the cats can get into as well. All right, hang tight. Final thoughts when we come back.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're thinking about buying a home, don't waste your time being misled by teaser interest rates on the internet. The first thing you should do is call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova Home Loans offers local decision making like a bank with better access to more programs like a broker. That saves you time, effort, and money. Kim's going to show you how much cash you really need and what price range you actually qualify for. With Kim's pre-approval letter in hand, sellers know you're serious. It's almost like having cash in hand. For purchase or refinance, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. And by the way, if you mention a Jeff Horovitz Show, you can get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458 or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. I know you're starving, Mark. You've got that zucchini there from Angela. That's a baking one. You could probably stir fry that up, too.
Yeah, Jeff being the prepper is like growing his own food.
It's like a baby right there.
You're such a radical growing your own food.
I know. It's a zucchini goes from like 6 inches to like next week. It's like 3 feet long. It's crazy. So take that home, cook it up, eat it. Hope you all have a great, safe night in the hottest time of the world ever. Enjoy it. Be back here tomorrow.
It's not a fat zucchini. It's just big bone.
It's big bones.